It's 9 days to Christmas already. I'm sure that a few of us are already excited about it. And maybe we've got lists as to what and what that we want for Christmas.
That's right. Everyone has got a list for Christmas. The only thing is, you know, I hope it's not a wish list. I hope it's not a list that you have, you know, prepared. And
a wish list is okay. A wish list is okay.
Well, no way.
Like, number of things that you wish to have, and that's okay.
Once is a wish, that means there is lack of ability
to get it, to have it what done, or to have it.
You remember the saying, if wishes were horses, you know the rest of it.
Yeah, right.
So what I'm trying to say is that as you wish, you know, it's great to be wishful about stuff, but it's also great to be hopeful about stuff. But it is important to, like, cut your...
Clothes according to your material? No, is that what you're trying to say?
No, cut your coat according to the Ankara. According to the material.
Okay, so in a nutshell, I want to believe that what you're saying is you can desire to have something, but do not cross your boundary.
Don't go and wish the one that will depress you.
All right.
Now, I'm not saying that God cannot do it. You know, let the miracle be a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Mm. You can anticipate a miracle.
Yeah.
But we're talking about what is obtainable.
Okay.
Do not go and be having high hopes and be wishing.
This thing I say is already depressing.
No, it's not depressing.
It's already hope shattering.
It's just, no. I'm clearing you for your own, for the person's good.
Okay.
I don't know who I'm talking to right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you will have wishes. You know, we wish, some people had wished that by this time they'll be at Maldives, you know,
yeah,
or be in Dubai to do all the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Or, and if it's not happening, you can't just stay there and still be, you know. I'm not saying you should give up. Anything can happen, damn it. But at
like
the same time,
keep up alive,
but also clear yourself by the side.
You see, there's something with having, I don't want to call it a wish because you just debunked having to, you know, wish for something. But there's nothing wrong trying to wish for something.
There's nothing wrong.
Right? So if you have something that you desire, and then you probably just wrote it down somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I desire to, for instance, if you're a single lady, I desire to be married. I desire to have, to be in a beautiful relationship.
Yeah.
And you say, okay, and I want to have it as a Christmas gift from God.
So you're expecting like...
Exactly. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I know that I desire this. And whatever I desire, the universe is going to attract that person to me.
So
now, wait. Now, let me finish, you know? So, that already puts you in a position of expectancy. Like, you're already expecting something.
Yes.
It already puts you, like, prepares your mind.
Okay.
And prepares every other thing around you to getting you to finding that Mr. Right.
So you are not in a relationship yet.
Yes.
And you're believing God that by your gift for December.
Yes.
Is not to be in a relationship, but to be proposed to.
No, now.
That is what you said, Mr. Right.
From.
Mr. Right is
that's
the proposal.
That's where it was. No, it's going to start from there.
Wish being in a relationship first, at least. You see, you have just broken it down in a nice way.
See, let me tell you something.
Okay.
It's good to have the purpose of something from the beginning.
Okay.
Like, it's good for you to know, okay, if I want this thing, this is the end result of this particular thing.
End result
is
how?
It's good to have the end in mind first. Right.
No.
Start with the end first.
Yes, it's good. That's in with things you can control.
So you're saying
you can't control the other human being. You are now saying, okay, any man I meet now, bam.
No, that's not it. Don't misunderstand. No.
See,
don't let me bite my tongue this morning.
I'm not tackling you specifically.
Right.
I'm just tackling people who are of that particular opinion, because some people have had a heartbroken right now. Some people are even in a relationship or in a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
They're not getting what they expected because they had set the bar. They had already concluded.
Mm-hmm.
They've seen the end from the beginning. Like, this December,
if you want to talk to me direct.
No, they have seen the end from the beginning.
Mm.
So me, I'm just trying to, like, you know, use some... I don't want to call it sweet OT. I'll just, you know, but to guide you a bit. Say, look,
don't have too much high expectations.
It is good to have high expectations.
Okay.
It is great to have great, strong desires. In fact, research and science has proven that when a desire is very strong, it pushes you to achieve it. It attracts it to come your way.
That's what I'm trying to say
when
here.
When a desire is strong. That's the truth. But that is not to say that you now just base every single thing on it. You now, you know, pretty much if you're getting anything less, you kind of like, you know, you are not taking that. Because the truth is, you do not even control it at the end of the day. Mm. You do not control what's going to happen. So you cannot, you're not in a relationship. You're not saying, oh, your wish for this Christmas is to get someone to engage you.
From everything that you have said right now, what you have said though, that is something to hold dear.
Yeah, which is
that your strong desire. Well, your desire is strong.
It would attract.
So whatever your wish list is or your desire, make sure it is strong. Let that be the take home.
Look, you end it there.
Don't go and wish
the one that you know is not. It's true. You have to be realistic.
Yeah, I agree.
Being logical about life is I think. Not, I don't want to say religion. The way we believe has affected us in so many ways. You know, some people who just stay at that point, I refuse to believe any other thing else. They just throw logic away.
Yeah.
They're not logical in their thoughts. They're not practical in their thinking. I'm not saying that there are no miracles, but I'm saying that it starts from a place of you understanding the situation you're in. For example, you are a third worlder. You are now wishing something that you know it's almost impossible. I'm not saying that is not possible, but at the same time, you have to consider your reality. That's the word. You have to consider your reality when you get to wish.
Yeah.
You know, take it step by step. By next year, you can wish, okay, in 5 years' time, in 2 years' time, by next year ending, by next year Christmas, this is what I'm going to achieve. So that you can walk towards it. Even miracles, you walk it out. You work miracles out. You don't want to sit there.
So, ladies and gentlemen, you see why I married this gentleman? You see why we agreed to marry this gentleman here? You see, where is all that coming? If I said now, you should go and join Aspire to, wanting.
I think it's
calling you.
Gradually,
now.
He's been calling me. He's been calling me to aspire to
there
desire.
Are quite a lot of people that want to, you know, it just takes you saying words to them.
And they're
you know, propelled
that's
to do
right.
something about
that's,
your
that's
life.
That's right. That's right.
How are you this morning?
Great. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. I'm energized. Yeah, I'm feeling very positive. And I'm loving my energy this morning. How are you, Lagos, Nigeria? Hoping that you are also in a very positive mindset this morning.
Yep.
We hope also that you're excited about Christmas. Christmas is in 9 days. And what are your plans? Do you want to take your children out? What are your plans, really? But really, what are our plans? Do we have plans?
Stay at home.
Are you serious?
Pop some champagne, if possibly.
At home.
And where are we going to? Where do you want to go? No, I don't want to go.
So you don't have any plans to go out?
Where do we want to go?
Are you serious? You don't have any plans to go out?
There's a
are you seriously saying
party.
You don't have...
Out where?
Hey.
Out where?
My test
only, my plan of outing is supposed to be outside of this country.
You see, now you're the one not being realistic. What do you mean?
My
are you
plan,
saying out of the country in 9 days?
That's how you're supposed to. That's how you're supposed to.
Okay. So, but now
because that is not happening, no outing.
There sure has to be a substitute.
Okay, we'll go outside. We'll go to the veranda.
What veranda?
Outside the house. No, it's so.
Come up with a plan, please.
No, see, sincerely, before God and man, I'm saying on national radio, and there's no crime.
That you don't have a plan.
Right now, it's okay. What's your plan for Christmas for your family right now? Lolo, bye. Money. My plan, plan is not working. So what I'm going to do is plan B.
What is plan B?
Stay at home.
Oh my God, no.
Cut Christmas cake. They rely on Agbonma's kitchen.
What do you mean?
To prepare the meal of the day.
Excuse me?
Possibly do some barbecue at home. Do you like that?
Hey, Jesus.
Do you like barbecue? We invite a few friends now.
Man, baby girls just want to chill and relax.
Where?
I don't know. Come up with something.
Okay. Guys, help me out. Give me some suggestions. Because these days, moving around Lagos is the same old story. You remember our last experience out in?
Yeah.
We went to a beautiful place. Aesthetic. Fantastic. But the service.
Oh, really?
The staff were just gisting there, talking about their girlfriend, boyfriend. They were just gisting. And then when they're talking to you, they come and meet you. Okay, sir, do you need anything? And then you're hearing them gist, but the other side is strong pigeon. Like, if I slap you, they're just talking anyhowly. Like, they don't care about the customers and they want to come in front of you. So, I won't lie, my outing to many, even the so-called fantastic aesthetic places around Lagos, I won't lie, the experience has always been, come on, you can do better, you can do better. Your services are just, where do you get your staff from?
So is it based on the services now that you're saying that you're not going to hang out or you're not taking us out? There are paths
we have a beach outing by tomorrow.
And
right?
That's generous for you. I'm talking about us as, you know, family.
Okay, I'll think about something.
Please think about something.
I'll think about it. So I don't know if you're in that situation right now. Perhaps you didn't have plans for Christmas. Please think about something, you know, ensure that make your family freak feel good.
Yeah.
All right? Right, if you're the man, this is not a time to be a mumu man. It's a time to think and take lead.
What do you mean?
It's a sign of being a mumu man. You know, taking your family out, having fun, the best way you can. And then remember, cut your what? Sew your coat, abi, whatever.
According to your material.
The material you have. So look at your material. If you have to buy bigger material, work towards that before you now start sewing halfway now. The material is not complete to complete the suits. You now sew a monkey jacket instead of complete suit. So yeah, very important, very very important. But hey, we wish you the very best this season.
Yeah.
However, you're going to celebrate, whether you're going to kill a ram or a yam, or whether you're going to kill a chicken or fry egg, or whether you're going to prepare rice or drink gari however. With granite. However. We wish you the very best this season.
And then if you have so much to give, remember those who don't even have a penny to celebrate this season.
That's right.
If you have enough, just enough to share and extend the love, please do.
Sometimes my spirit will tell me, you know what, Collins, go out there. Let's give out to people. Let's just, you know, feed the whole of Lagos. Those who are hungry. And then with the messages you receive from people calling for help, you know, my spirit will be ready, agile to do it. But my bank account is telling me if you near there, the bank account will say if you do me.
So I think that we should have an initiative. We can call people can partner with us
every year actually.
Yes, so that we can reach out to those who actually do need help because we have a lot of them who listen to us.
That's right.
And I'm sure that would come in handy.
That's right.
To most of them.
So this Christmas season, if you are interested in blessing someone's soul, feeding someone, or just blessing with something, however, you know, reach out to us. Let's see how we can, you know, come together. We say we will, you know, be part of the donation. So all of us, we can see how we can help those who are in need.
Yeah.
It's not, the only thing is that people get to abuse these things. I remember last Christmas, we had something like that. Shout out to Christopher and a host of other guys who, there's someone that actually gave out that day 150K, get 10,000 naira to 10 people.
Wow.
And, it just happened that the way like that to make the Christmas, you know, put a smile on someone's face. So if you want to do it on your own, it's fine. If you think that, okay, you want to join forces, let's get to, you know, put a smile on someone's face out there. And it's not like, you know, it's not by force, it's not serious. It's just if you really want to and your heart tells you.
It is laid in your heart.
Let us know. All right.
Free to do that.
We didn't plan that one now. That just came on the board. But hey, it's good to be here again.
Absolutely. 0700-993-993-993. And for women, this number is for you. 01465-7190. You can drop a WhatsApp message. All you have to do is tell us how you're doing and what is going on around your area. What are your plans for Christmas? Feel free to give us the gist. And remember, from the 11 o'clock hour, Family Clinic would be live.
That's right.
And there's someone in the clinic today that will be sharing her story. And all she needs is clarity. She really do needs help in her marriage and what you think she should do to tackle the situation on ground.
That's right. Well, the Family Clinic, it's a place where we come together as a family to help one of our members, right? No judgment, just solutions. All right, the phone lines are buzzing. But you know, this song I'm playing in my head. I woke up this morning, instead of me to be playing, to be for my head to be banging with something like Hallelujah. How this is what will play in my head. Mbadue. Mazumba Mbadue.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Welcome back. It's What's Up Lagos with the Techers. Right now, it's time for us to have you join the feel of Lagos as we commence by asking how you're doing, where you are, what you're feeling this morning. What's happening on the streets of Lagos? What's going down with you wherever you are? Is there any argument or fight on the road? Why did I say that? Because, of course, Lagos is filled with a lot of activities on a daily basis, especially in the mornings, on the roads, no time to check time. In December, you know, it's always, you know, everyone is in the rush, and we understand that. So 0700-993-993-993, that's the number, 0700-993-993-993. Let's take a few calls before we go on a break. Hi, good morning, what's up, Lagos?
What's up,
Lagos? Just alive! Good morning, my neighbor!
Good morning!
You too!
The Techers!
Welcome!
I'm so happy to hear from you this morning. I'm so glad to reach out to you.
We're glad to hear from you too.
Compliment of the season.
Same to you.
How are you guys doing?
We're great. How are you two?
I'm good. I'm fine. Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Planning for Christmas?
Yep.
For me? I ain't got no plan for Christmas. No. I believe I'll just take it the way it comes.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when you try to plan for Christmas and at the end of the day, your plan, you cannot make up to your plan.
Yeah.
You get depressed, you get frustrated, you feel like you're not achieving what you need to achieve, you know. So sometimes you just need to take it one step at a time.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I told
you.
That's the right attitude, man. That's the right attitude. You know, take it one step at a time. Don't let it weigh you down. You see what I talk? Because I know people are in that situation.
All right, we need to go on a break. Lagos, we'll be right back. Stick around.
Don't go. There's one gist, very important. I need to cast Andrea when we come back, guys. There's something. Enough is enough. Welcome back. What's Up Lagos is what it's called. That's the name of the show. And we are
The Techers. I am Andrea Oduobi Teke.
And this is the voice of the microphone heavyweight. This is the voice of the microphone heavyweight, Collins. Teke, I was rapping onto that. We're getting the Kuda Game Show in a moment, but first, a few things just to touch on. I said I was going to cast Andrea, and I think this is a good time to cast her.
What?
I know a lot of people are waiting to hear. No, enough is enough. Enough is enough.
About what?
It has to end. It has to stop today. Anyways, we'll be going to Kuda very soon, but before then, I'm going today, before the show ends, I will cast you. Okay, we're moving on. I know some people are waiting, really. And yes, don't worry, I won't disappoint you. I ensure that you hear what I have to say. Anyway, some news happening around this the world that we'd like to touch on before we get into the Kuda Game Show.
Right. This particular one made me feel very excited.
All right.
I mean, it's a good one.
Mm.
She says, this is a lady who celebrates as she breaks a century-long tradition in Urhobo land. Is it Urhobo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Urhobo.
Yeah, absolutely.
So apparently, she says in almost 100 years, Urhobo kings don't give a father's chieftaincy title to his daughter, especially when they are sons.
Mm-hmm.
Right? She says, today, my family, people, elders, Ovie found me worthy. Hadadi's chieftaincy title has been transferred to her. Congratulations. So now she bears Chief Swa Chapelle Okubwe II of Udu Kingdom.
Congratulations to you.
I mean, that's an improvement. Well, that's good.
It's seriously because Urhobo, they don't joke with their traditional.
Yeah.
They lost no BL. But hey, thank God for that. I mean, that's a win for women, right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Talk about equality.
Absolutely.
And this one got our attention, really. I mean, it has to do with the police. And we hear that the Federal Executive Council has approved 20% salary increase for police officers. Now, the reason we're saying this, we hear that this happened while they're speaking with State House correspondents in Abuja on Wednesday, talking about the, this particular development. And they said that from January 2022, police officers would have 20% increase in their salary. By January, like this, we'll start asking. By end of January, we'll start asking police officers, did you receive? Because usually you just hear that announcement and then at the end of the day, maybe the increase before it gets to the police officer, one or guy will close mouth. So we'll follow up. But that's a good one.
It's a good one, trust me. Because, I mean, we've heard stories of how that police officers are underpaid. Hence, you know, the other menace of extorting people on the road and what have you. Because, you know, the excuses they have to eat, they're not being paid well. So right now, 20%, I think, to some extent, it's good enough to some extent.
All right. So, guys, if you want to have fun, do it with... Just pray about it. I don't know. Now, this story of a couple. No, it's true. Pray about having fun. No? Google how do you fund that from there? It's another thing. God forbid. But there's a couple here, a shocking story of a couple that plunged 12 feet, from a giant swing during an elaborate wedding entrance. So they were trying to come in. You see the way Wizkid came in during the O2 Arena event, right? That they wanted to come in, giant entry from the sky, you know? But what they follow... This happened on December 12th. That's like
on their wedding day.
Yes, so.
Like, you know, there's just so much people do. Is it to break the internet? Or is it to, feel like, that day is a special day, so
they
I have to do
to
the most on my wedding day? I don't know the idea or the rationale behind going the extra mile.
But let's,
I don't know the rationale behind that.
But sincerely, if that didn't happen, perhaps people say, wow, did you see it?
Beautiful entrance.
People aspire to do the same.
Yeah.
Oh, but just walk in there.
Dance. Now, this couple, they ascended.
Descended, rather.
From above or from wherever, as an entrance to their wedding reception.
Oh,
but, some things went bad. And I don't know what they stood on or the platform they stood on, fell. It's sad. It's really sad. But anyways, guys, I feel sorry for them. I hope that their day wasn't ruined by that.
It's part of the fun. We're talking about it now. It's time to bring you the CUDA Game Show. But first, a message from our sponsor, CUDA Microfinance Bank.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Welcome back. Lagos is 10:48 on the clock. And yes, it's time for the CUDA Game Show. This is brought to you by CUDA Microfinance Bank. Remember, you have to be the number 5 caller. You have to be caller number 5. And then if you are caller number 5, you will be guaranteed 1,000 Naira. That will be credited into your CUDA Microfinance Bank account. So make sure that you have the app downloaded. Make sure that it is activated. It is verified. And the way that you can do that is linking your BVN with your ID, all right, your valid ID. So we're ready to play the game. If you are, please do that. 0700-993-993-993. All right.
That's right. If you want to call us a lady, you can call 01465-7190. Also, I wanted to mention quickly that if you have been struggling to play the game or call on the radio and you can't play, there's great news for you. All right. You can actually play offline. All you need to do is use a promo code, a special promo code, CUDA Radio. All right, that has been introduced yesterday. Now, these are people who are not able to play the game on radio. So you download the app, put in your ID, verify your BVN, and then put in the promo code CUDA Radio. And once that has been verified, see, they're going to pick one random person to get 5K. So daily or every day. Nobody's like it tomorrow, don't do it, they'll do it every day. One person will get 5K.
If remember
you
the
use
code,
that promo code.
CUDA Radio.
The phone lines are jamming. Let's play the game right now. Remember, you must have a CUDA account.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. You are caller number 1.
Keep trying, I promise you.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. You're caller number two. Hello? Hello?
Down. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. You're caller number three. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, good morning.
Oh, where am I calling?
You're caller number four.
Keep trying.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
You were caller number five. Congratulations. So you have 1,000 naira guaranteed. So I'm guessing that you have your Kuda account.
Yeah.
And you have the app and it's verified. It's activated. Good.
Thank you.
All right. What is your name, by the way? And have you played before?
No, I haven't played before. This is my first time.
Great.
What's your name?
Pelumi.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic, Pelumi. You have 1,000 naira. Your first question is coming up right now. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Great. The king of comedy. That's Alibaba. What is his full name?
Hoi.
You say hoi. Don't move. If you move.
Just say no something. Option. Say something. No option. Just say, options. Call any name. You might just
mention
be right.
Mention even one of his name. One of his names. Just one. But this is a dangerous question.
Go ahead.
Alibaba.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, you have 1,000 naira, so
hang
that's
on.
Okay.
Someone will get your contact, okay?
Okay.
Yes, please. Hang on there. What's his name?
Odwam. Odwam.
Let's move on to the next round. I'm sure some people go and Google just now. Like,
you are not going to ask.
The name long.
Mm. Hello. Moving to next round.
Absolutely.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, you're caller number one. I know. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. You are caller number two. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Caller number three. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
You're caller number four. Thank you for calling. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
You're caller number five. Hey.
Yay.
He said yay.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you. What's up, Lagos?
Chess alive.
We say Kuda, you say Bank of the Free. Kuda.
Bank of the Free.
Great. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Eric. I'm calling from the mainland.
All right. Eric, do you have a Kuda Bank account verified?
Yes, I have it.
Are you sure?
I have it. Okay. It's last 2 weeks.
Okay,
all
fantastic.
All right, that's great. Are you ready to play now?
Yeah.
Okay, your first question. Who originally sang the song Joromi?
Victor Waipo.
Okay, correct.
That's correct.
Woo. Congratulations. Moving to the next question. What is the English name for Agbalumo or Udara?
I know it, but I just don't remember.
If you know it, say it now.
Is it?
Udara, right?
Yes, the English name.
I used to know this name.
Let us move on now. You have 2,000 naira.
1,000 naira. You're going back to 1,000 naira.
Oh, it's true. Because you didn't bang it, you're going back to 1,000.
You go back to 1K. Hang on there. Someone will get
someone
your contact.
Will get your number.
At all.
Yes,
I know it too.
I can feel that
I'm
pain.
I'm sure it would be easy to Google it if we have mentioned the English name and say, what was it?
In your native dialect, right?
Anyways.
Wow.
Let's move on to the next round. The Kuda Game Show is live. You've got an opportunity to, load your account, your Kuda account specifically. Don't forget, you can use the promo code Kuda Radio. And there's a standard chance to get 5,000 naira. Go download the app, use the promo code Kuda Radio for your good. Let's move on to the next round.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Caller number one. Thank you for calling. Hello.
Marco Jami Ulubala.
Caller number two.
Caller number two.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're caller number three. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
You're caller number four.
Oh, my. Hey, move away from the radio.
Good morning. Sorry.
Good morning.
Please, I just want to claim the money that I won yesterday. I haven't received it yet.
You would receive it. Your information was gotten, right?
What's your name?
My name is Miriam Olaito.
All right, Miriam, please don't call when we're playing the game. You'll be taking out of people's time.
Oh.
If you're not playing, you don't call at that time. Hello? You want to claim the money?
Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
You're lucky caller number five.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Adragbe.
All right, Durak Bimi. We say Kuda and you say Bank of the Free. Kuda?
Bank of the Free.
Benny. Adurak Bimi. So, have you played before?
No.
Do you have a Kuda account?
Yeah.
Is it verified? That yeah is not convincing. If you don't have it, you waste time.
Oh, verified, you worry me, sir.
Okay. Hope you have not played in another station too, sir. You know that you have gone to play.
I have not played in your sister station.
Okay, fantastic. Adurak Bimi. Let Aduagbe you now, bam, as we play the game. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Yep. Okay. The question for you today. What was the first single to be released by Burna Boy? A. Gbese. B. Like to Party.
Like to Party.
Yeah, that's correct. Like to Party is the answer. You have 2,000 naira. Next question. How many hearts does an octopus have? A.
Three.
You see?
Three.
Are you sure?
Three.
That's correct. Three hearts. That's correct. Absolutely. You have 5,000 naira. Do you want to continue or bank it?
Let me bank it.
Sharp guy.
Sharp guy.
You will continue now. Well, we can ask you where Bermuda Triangle is located.
Congratulations.
I know.
You know what?
Atlantic Ocean. Not Atlantic Ocean.
Hang on there. Someone will get your contact. And can we do one more round?
Why did you say?
Bermuda.
Yeah.
That's what came to my mind. That's the first thing.
All right, we can go for one more round.
One more round.
Let's see.
It's the Kuda Game Show brought to you by Kuda Microfinance Bank.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. You were caller number one. Hello. Hello. Good morning. You were caller number two. Thank you for calling. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're caller number three. Thank you for calling. Hello.
Good morning.
Your caller.
Caller number four.
Oh, man. I wish that was number five caller.
I know, the energy. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Woo. This morning,
where are
you calling from?
Welcome, baby. Aww.
<Long glass. laughs>
You are caller number five.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
So, baby, have you played before?
No, I've not seen before.
Do you have a Kuda Bank account verified?
Yes, I am.
All right, great. Then verified?
Yes, I am.
All right, great. You ready to play the game? You have 1,000
there.
Yes, okay, let's go.
Okay, your first question. How do you formally address the Queen of England? Is it Your Highness? Is it Your Excellency? Is it Your Majesty? Or is it Your Royalty?
Your Excellency.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am sure.
Is that your final answer?
Your Excellency, Queen of England.
Yes, Your Excellency.
Okay, well, that's wrong.
That's wrong. That means you have 1,000 naira at all.
Thank you.
Right, someone will get your contact, all right? And she left. Wow.
Please, call back. Just call back. No. Well, that's it. We'll go for the newsroom now. But before then, it's a short message from Kuda to wrap up the game show. Welcome back. 3 minutes past 11. You are listening to What's Up Lagos with the Techers.
All right, and a family clinic will be live in just a moment.
That's right.
We'll be going straight into the clinic. Remember, we said someone is in the clinic today.
Yep.
She needs help in her marriage. She has a chronic cheating husband. We'll talk about that in a moment.
Yeah, stick around for that coming up. Also, do not forget that this is Nigeria's first real life couple presenting a radio show on radio. And we at the Techers, don't forget that. And it's been a while I mentioned that. Just so for those who are doubting, her name is Teke, is it Teke Ade Marin? Yes, we are. And indeed, we are grateful to God for the ability to do this, really. Trust me. And it's a whole year now, you know, of doing these every day, like 5 days a week. And I don't know. Just on the side, babes. I don't know. Did you ever get bored at any point? Like, just generally saying?
No.
Say your mind.
No. All right. But did I get angry at some point, or did I
overwhelmed?
Not angry, overwhelmed? Yes, overwhelmed. Yes.
Is it challenging?
It is challenging.
Yes.
But it's challenging in a good way.
So, beautiful.
Yeah.
So here's the thing: we have a fight, and then we come to the studio. You have to choose whether you keep on fighting or you keep your job.
Right.
So you know, you when you find yourself in that situation all the time, you know, you have to
you adjust.
You just threw away fighting. You said, are we angry? Let's settle. Oh, my. I don't know, man. Guys, I just had to bring that in. Before we get into the clinic, those stories you took earlier. So we asked you that, hey, what ways do you think we should improve in our content, especially on What's Up Lagos right here with the Techers? Mm-hmm. We need your suggestions, all right? We need you. The areas you think, I think this thing will be great. Go ahead, give a suggestion, because next year is going to be the bomb. We're coming up with some great ideas. We're coming up with some new innovations, mm-hmm. as it were.
That's right.
To serve you better. Mm-hmm. But we want to carry you along in the process so that, you know, we hear from you at the end of the day. Without you, no work. So imagine us just coming here and talking and nobody's listening. Oh, boy. It would be like, you know what I'm saying? So it's very important to have your opinion, not so you just. So suggestions, comments, generally you can send it to us. You can slide into our DM, Collins_Teke or Andrea_Teke on Instagram. Or you could even send an email to familytalkwiththetekers at gmail.com. familytalkwiththetekers@gmail.com.
Right. On WhatsApp, Dele from Ogba here says, "What's up, Lagos? Sincerely, I want to know how you're able to manage being a couple and a colleague without compromising your professional presentation on air. It says you're indeed unique. I pray you succeed till the end of time."
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen to that.
Also, another here, this is coming from NTA, says, "Good morning, Techers. To be honest, you guys are extremely creative. With the outing conversation this morning, you have really erased some high outing taste from some family." Okay.
Oh, my God.
Right.
I think that NTA person, are you sure it's not Nta?
Because
I know someone whose name is Nta.
I don't know.
Nta.
Maybe he would call one of these days and tell us the correct, you know, if it's NTA or Nta.
Because that NTA sounding like, is it NTA? NTA Network Studio sending message. What's up, Lagos? Anyways, it's good time to get into the clinic right now, right?
Absolutely.
The family, considered the smallest unit in a society, but the most powerful of all. It is where habits are formed and values are instilled, one person at a time. For society to get it right, family plays a major role. Get ready to talk family on Family Talk with the Techers. Now, on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
The Family Clinic with the Techers. Now, let's get into the clinic.
All right, we're now in the clinic, and this woman needs our help. She chose to be anonymous, but we'll give her a dummy name as Bisi. Now, she says, my husband is a chronic chit and he has no form of respect for either me or the kids. She says, currently, we're blessed with a 14-year-old daughter and a 9-year-old son. There's no one too small for him to woo. Hmm. Is it in the house we live, or its environs, or at his place of work? I resigned from my job as an accountant early this year to focus on my shop that is not too far from his. But what a grave regret that was. My husband's shameless attitude further came clearer to me. Even single mothers and some married women are not left out. My next door neighbor at shop wasn't left out. He does not respect himself, but always demanding total respect from me and the kids. She says, this same man slept with a dirty teenage sales girl right inside our matrimonial home and left all traces on the ground. Whenever I challenge him on the act, he always turns the table around. His mother can't talk to him nor his elder brother because he is the breadwinner in the family. At the end of every misunderstanding we had, his family would tell me to apologize to him for peace to reign. With tears and heavy heart, I will apologize for things that I'm not to be blamed for. All these happen in which I always kept away from my people. My elder sister is an highly aggressive person. A hint from me will scatter everything. My mom, it says, may her rest in peace. Her soul rest in peace. Always tell me to be patient in everything. She says, being a very old and hypertensive person, I kept her in the dark as well. My said husband paid another apartment over a month ago, but didn't inform me about it. His reasoning I don't understand, but all his family members are aware already. She says, I know you will also ask if I don't have my own flaws. Says, but I bet you I'm a good wife. I'm a good mother, a wonderful cook, neat and quiet and calm. A calm person to the core. I have never had a fight or an argument with anyone around my area. I always prevented to be heard by anyone around if we're having any fight, but he always takes advantage of this to attract neighbors so that I will be ashamed to talk. He always threatened me with a divorce whenever issues come up. I'm losing my mind right now. He's not physically abusing me, but emotionally, which is killing me gradually.
Wow.
Quite a lengthy story.
Yes, it is.
But it's also really disheartening.
It is. I mean, what I'm going to look at it from the angle is that I'm sure that this story is the story of so many people, maybe on both sides. You know, there's a number of women that I believe that are going through this same experience. Because the truth is, you know, cheating and having extramarital affairs is a common thing in our society. It is almost becoming a norm. Except if you're deceiving yourself and you're not seeing what's happening around the town.
How do you deal with a chronic cheating husband?
How do you deal with a thief? How do you deal with a liar or whatever? It's a question of how much you can take. For this one specifically, mm-hmm. It's a question of, look, if you can't deal with it.
Yes.
You know, because it's tough to the best way, if you look for how to help, all right? If you've tried, you've explored different ways of helping the person to change.
Now,
but that's one thing that is difficult to change. That's another thing.
Mm.
So sometimes it's a question of if you can't take it anymore, and it's becoming chronic because it's a tough place to find yourself.
She said she's actually really drained. So I had a conversation with her.
Yeah.
We spoke and I asked her, so what is coming to your mind right now? Do you want to see this work out? Do you want to see him change? Or what is it that you that is coming to mind regarding this situation you're in? And she says she just wants to be financially stable and then leave the marriage. So from the look of things, he is like the all-in-all financially for both his family and for her as well.
Yeah.
Right? And he listens to nobody. So that's another thing she complained about, that how his mom cannot talk to him, his friends zero. His elder brother is now his younger brother, if you understand what I mean.
Yeah.
So because he takes care of the... Exactly. Mm. So it's more or less there's nobody to talk to him. Nobody can correct him. So she's already seen a dead end at that place. Mm. That I just want to be able to fend for myself, fend for my children, and then leave the marriage. That's what's on her mind right now.
So it's a dangerous place for a man to be in a position where no one can talk to you.
Mm.
I think that a lot of men want to enjoy that because they believe that I'm a man of
power
and all that. Power.
Yeah.
But it's dangerous. It will ruin you faster than you think. It will not just ruin you. You might be enjoying the power, so to call speak, that comes with it, but it's going to ruin the relationships around you, the relationships you have.
Yeah.
And look, who are you and what are you without relationships, without people around you, without people
who can actually tell you to your face
that this is
that you're doing something wrong.
That is why every man should at least have a mentor.
Mm.
Even if it's a secret, someone you look up to secretly, or someone who you guys have conversation from time to time. Because this like situation of nobody can do anything to me. And when a man is in that position, you know, you can do and undo, which is pretty much what is happening with this man right now.
Yeah, part of the things she also mentioned was that he doesn't even take care of her emotionally. She has never enjoyed her marriage. Because I asked her, okay, when did this whole thing start? Was it at the beginning of the relationship and all? She said that it has always been, but it was not this much. It was not this chronic.
Yeah.
That, you know, it became worse along the line. And she said she's never really experienced emotional connection with him. He doesn't take care of her out. All he does is just send money and you know, they're fine. He goes out, he travels. He never calls to find out how the family is doing and all of that. Mm. And that has been ongoing for quite a long time. More or less, it's just like the man has been detached, you know, from the family.
Yeah.
That's how it feels. And she's really in a not so good place right now. And she needs our help.
All right. She needs our help. Lagos, what would you tell this person in the clinic? You heard the story. You know, chronic cheating husband. And to her face, no regard, no respect. What should she do? I mean, the man is even threatening divorce whenever she wants to make a case. Mm. She has really no one to talk to.
The reason he can even threaten her with a divorce, despite his own, you know, bad attitude, let's call it as it is, it shows that she is highly dependent on him.
Yep.
And that he has seen as a weakness or something to hold on to threaten her and to shake her a bit and keep her, right? Anything, she also mentioned that whenever she tries to... you know, confront the situation from her message. Whenever she tries to, he turns it
against
her, you know, that she's the reason.
The thing has happened. And right. Then she now has to apologize.
Apologize.
You're hurting. Man, that's some emotional torture. But the truth is, you know, the tables will turn. Mm. That's one thing I can say for sure. The tables are going to turn. It might not be today. It might not be tomorrow. You can't sow such seeds. And the tables will turn. I'm sure about that. And, I think there's even an answer to a problem in
her
story. Mm. But let's leave it for Lagos to talk. And then, of course, we'll give our submissions as we proceed.
Remember, she is listening. She chose to be anonymous and her dummy name is Busy. It's a no judgment zone.
Please.
All right? It's a no judgment zone. I know that we can criticize, but please, it has to be constructive.
Your advice is what we want to hear straight up.
Mm. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. If you want to drop a WhatsApp message, you can do that too.
On 0809-597-5805. At 0809-597-5805. Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Chester Live.
Okay, so this story is sounding very similar to two stories I know of a father and a son.
Okay.
So I know this man also was in that position, the only educated man in his family, and was the breadwinner somewhat to his entire family and his wife's entire family. He wasn't abusive per se. He wasn't this bad as I am hearing. But he did not listen to anybody because he felt like nobody was intelligent enough to tell him anything. He also felt that nobody was in his situation, and since you're not in his situation, you can't make any meaningful contribution. And it made him make so many drastic decisions that would make anybody frown, but he didn't care because he felt he was high up there. And what can you do? E.G. marrying his wife's sister when she died.
Wow.
Now, his son has taken up after him. His son doesn't listen, even though the son is not in that position of most eligible bachelor in the family. I don't know if you get what I mean.
Yeah.
He has other siblings that are doing better than him, but he still doesn't listen because, I mean, he watched his dad get away with everything by not listening, and it passed on. On talking to the son as well, I figured that he also has the same opinion that nobody can tell him anything because they are not in that situation. Or they are not, intelligent enough to make meaningful contributions. So I think that these people that don't listen have a way of looking down on everybody else.
What do you think? What do you think BC should do in this situation?
I think BC should try to. She may not have the resources to start a business per se, but she can try the middleman kind of business where you don't have to put in your resources and just start something. I don't know. She needs to really research and start something lucrative that makes her a middleman. That where she doesn't have to invest capital, but still. Make money.
All right. Make money, that's a key word from the advice. Yeah. She needs to improve
financially
her income.
Stable.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
I love you people. This is first time of getting your radio.
Wow. Good to hear from you.
My beloved, I've been in a situation like that.
Wow.
BC has already made the mistake. She started it. She has already trained the man to be brute. So to untrain him now will be very hard. What she will do is to become a widow in her heart. That's true. She become a widow. She look at that man as if he does not exist.
Wow.
Don't call. Don't do anything with him. If he comes, good morning, morning. If you not see him, don't come. Just ignore him. When she do it for 6 months, that man will start thinking that there is something that is encouraging her. It will come back. I have a parent in my school that has such a challenge. Every time she'll be crying, she'll go and beg the man, force the man to sleep with her. I gave her this same advice. She started. Before 3 months, the husband came back and started asking, who is encouraging you? Who is that man? You know? Let BC do all she can to make herself happy. Let the man become a dead man to her. I assure you, in the next 6 months, she will come back. Because if BC wants to leave now, she will lose. Such men, they don't last. Once he has already broken the hedge, the mother is angry, everybody is angry. His lifespan is shortening with the bitterness of people around him. And the way he's reckless, his health is getting deteriorated. In the next few years now, he will be down with sickness. So let BC wait. She will enjoy at last.
Right.
Don't go, BC. I say don't go.
Okay.
Tell Don, let him be a dead man to you. Very soon you will inherit everything and enjoy.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate. Wow.
Wow. That was blunt.
That was blunt. You know, I said something about the tables turning.
Yeah.
And I love that advice.
You know, I was going to say.
So someone would be alive, but your wife believes that he's dead.
Yeah. The thing is, from the conversation I had with her, what just came to mind that I was going to tell her is she should love herself. She has placed so much dependency on this man. Dependency when it comes to emotional stability, financial stability, and whatnot.
That's what she means.
You know, so she has put in that much dependency, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. It's just that it's the wrong person who you have invested so much dependency on.
Yeah,
right. That is actually what keeps a marriage together. Mm. You know, dependency on each other. Yeah. Right, but it becomes a problem when the person who you were putting that kind of dependency on is not reciprocating. When that person is not, doing the same, being vulnerable back to you just as much as you are being vulnerable to the person as well.
It hurts.
So it hurts. That's where she is right now. So she has to come back to herself, to loving herself as though this person is not loving her. That's I don't know if you understand what
I'm
trying to say.
Absolutely, totally. I totally agree with you. What should BC do for those who are still joining us? It's a family clinic. BC is in the clinic. She needs help. A chronic cheating husband. Who doesn't hide it at all?
Mm.
That's everybody, my man, corner.
Everybody.
You know, neighbor in the market.
And he doesn't care about, you know.
Someone selling Alagbo, passing on the street. Hey, fine girl, come here. Now, mama, give you all this thing. Anyways, 23 minutes past out of 11. Hello.
Hello.
Move away from your radio, please. There's a hallback. Appreciate it.
Okay, do call us back if you can. 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Custodia and custodian. Top of the day to you.
Top of the day to you as well.
The last caller has actually hit the nail.
Mm-hmm. On the head.
Yeah.
And the Bible said in the book of Proverbs chapter 15, commit your heart desire in the hands of God, he shall bring all of them to surface. And he goes further in that same chapter that when the man says he's wicked, he will send another wicked man to destabilize him, to bring it down to a not to a halt. And that when a man with special reference to women love God, he will make the enemy of women to be a servant unto them. So the advice that woman gave just now, including the in-law taker, is the best solution to it.
All right.
She should not regard the husband as a god, but rather as not. And then the naughty head will be dancing to please her in later on if she's willing to accept back.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oscar Lagos.
Just alive.
This is Blakey.
Welcome, Blakey.
What should BC do?
Okay, for me, I mean, most of the people are at this talking way. And I want to top on it on what Mrs. Andor said, that the woman should try making them happy. Because people like that, they believe that without them, we can't, you know, we can't be free, you can't be happy.
Yeah.
That is sort of with their money or whatever.
Yeah.
So what the man can do is to let him, to let the man know that you will down and he can be happy.
That's right.
You know, so to make him know, to let him know, whatever I want to do is go ahead and do it.
Okay.
Well said, Lake.
Make herself happy.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Yes. Quickly, you have 30 seconds. We'll do for a break. Welcome, Abiola. Quickly, let's hear your contribution.
Yes, sir. Please, she should think about this. She has to account for any decision she takes now.
Yes. Mm.
This is marriage. It is not first play.
Mm-hmm.
She will stand before God one day to account.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever advice anybody is giving her, she should remember that.
All right. Wow. That's in a more tough place to put yourself than. Anyway, we'll go on a break.
All right, it's a family clinic live on What's Up Lagos with the Techers. And we have BC, right? That's her dummy name. It's not her real name because she chose to be anonymous. She sends us this message and then she needs our help. So I'm going to take her story again. For those of you who were just tuning, you didn't catch up the story when I read it earlier. So her story reads, my husband is a chronic cheat. And no form of respect for either me or the kids. It says we're currently blessed with a 14-year-old daughter and a 9-year-old son. There's no one too small for him to woo. He says, is it in the house we live? Is it in the its environs or at his place of work? I resigned from my job as an accountant early this year to focus on my shop that is not far from his. But what a grave regret that was. My husband's shameless attitude further became clearer to me. Even single mothers and some married women are not left out. My next neighbor at shop wasn't left out. He does not respect himself, but always demanding total respect from me and the kids. The same man slept with a dirty teenage sales girl right inside our matrimonial home and left all traces on the ground. Whenever I challenge him on the act, he always turns the table around. His mother cannot talk to him, nor his elder brother, because he's the breadwinner in the family. At the end of every misunderstanding we had, his family would tell me to apologize to him for peace to reign. With tears and a heavy heart, I will apologize for things that I'm not to be blamed for. All these happen in which I always kept away from my people. She says, my elder sister is an highly aggressive person. A hint from me to her will scatter everything. My mom says, may God rest her soul, may she rest in peace, always tells me to be patient in everything. Being a very old and hypertensive person, I kept her also in the dark. My said husband paid for another apartment over a month ago, but didn't inform me about it. His reasoning I don't understand, but all his family members are aware already. As I know you would ask if I don't have my own flaws, but I bet you I'm a good wife, a good mother, a wonderful cook, neat, a quiet and calm person to the core. I've never had a fight nor argument with anyone around my area. I always prevented to be heard by anyone around if we're having any fight, but he always take advantage of this to attract neighbors so that I will be ashamed to talk. He always threatened me with a divorce whenever issue comes up. I'm losing my mind right now. He's not physically abusing me, but emotionally, which is killing me gradually. So that's BC's story. And she actually does need our help as to telling her how best she can handle the situation. But she says she's emotionally drained.
Yeah, she would be emotionally drained. Now, let's take it off a bit. Because I usually stories in the clinic are not, you know, just we're not sticking strictly with the story itself. Mm-hmm. We also look at people who possibly will be facing the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know, usually you have people call in and say, I know the story, I've been in this same situation. Mm-hmm. So what do you think? What do you think is happening with the man? Because the man is the problem here, even though it's a woman that needs the help.
Yeah.
All right. What do you think is happening with the man? I'm throwing that out there to everyone. What do you think is going on? Because sometimes, of course, it's a cheating man, but
something must have warranted that.
You know, there are key points to take note of. One of them is the fact that he went to pay for an apartment.
Yeah.
Secondly, he's also talking about divorce all the time. So perhaps the man has moved on as far as he's concerned.
Yeah.
He doesn't want. Maybe he has regrets.
There's some kind of disconnect.
They're like, look, and there's so many things that could cause that. It's either you meet a karashika. You know, if
that's
you meet,
giving you something that's
if
your
if you meet a karashika, you know,
right.
All you want to do is, you know, you want to even run away with that person and just go
forget
away
your family.
And forget your family. And so that means she might also need to fight a spiritual battle.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, there was some level of connection and love that led them to be
getting married. I've been married for 15 years.
Absolutely. And she needs to love herself, but she also, you know, go into some spiritual warfare. It's necessary. It's necessary because the man could, it might look like, oh, it's his decision, he's making the decision, but
yeah.
It could be that, it could be possessed or something, someone is just dragging
him from, you know, from his family.
Life is spiritual, we can't just look at life physically.
I get that. But in that prayer for the man, I don't want it to be, this is just me, right?
Yeah.
I don't want it to come from a place of, oh, change my husband so that I can have a good home. Or change my. It has to be that, okay, help him.
Mm-hmm.
Take care of him. arrest him, you know?
Yeah.
Like, not making it look like, oh, if he doesn't change, I won't be better.
No.
If he doesn't change, I'm not going to be fine.
Move on, but
move
still
on,
pray.
But still have him in mind. I think that's where it should come from.
That's right.
Because at the end of the day, still, she has to heal. She has to be fine. She has to be emotionally stable. She has to be, she has to love herself. She has to take back her dependency.
Yep.
At least for that, for this time being, she actually needs it. Own and get back her dependency.
Absolutely.
Emotionally and financially, you know, she has to do that.
Totally. So Lagos, let's hear more from you. What do you think BC should do? And we have some messages coming in as you proceed. The numbers are 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady out there, there's a special line for you, and that's 01-01-465-7190.
Okay. Okay, this person here is saying, sad as the lady in question sound, but did you hear from the husband before rushing? Did you confirm? Okay. Thank you for your concern.
Who is that person?
Let me see. Pascal from Isolo here says, people will say I blame the government a lot. Okay, this one's not for us. Let me see. This one says, BC knew this all along. At least they dated before getting married. I guess she thought she was going to cope. This is coming from Daewumi. Remember we said it's a no judgment zone. Right now we're talking about BC and not BC's husband, even though yes, he's the reason she is feeling this way, right? But we're trying to address the situation and not the individual.
That's right. People change. People change for different reasons. So you can't say, you know, she knew all along. She may not. It may not necessarily have been that way.
Okay. Quite a number of... this Henry from Anthony here says, good morning, the tech is cheating is most common because most women seek financial security in marriage instead of someone who loves them. The moment you said the man is the sole breadwinner, I totally understood this scenario. Most women would reject a man when he is not financially stable. He needs love, but everyone will tell him a broke man has no reason to love. Like, seriously, he says. And then he says, and when the man makes the money, he believes he can have as many women since he now has the money, and later the society will call him scum. Whereas women ruin men's mentality about love. With the rejections and frustration I have gotten from ladies I really loved and tried to approach, I don't think I can ever be faithful to any woman when I finally stable financially, not even in marriage. It says, check out most successful marriages. It is mostly when the man found love without being too rich per se. Okay. All right.
Some sense in that.
Well, to some extent. Someone here says, so sad, I can only imagine what the lady is going through. In my own case, the recent behavior of my wife is pushing me out to cheat. Wow. I'm trying so hard not to. Now I realize it's wrong to be open-minded to your spouse because they later take advantage to it. He says, she should just pray for God's intervention because it appears the man doesn't listen anymore. Well, I'm so sorry that you also have that experience with your wife.
Man, he said he's pushing him, and you know he's trying to
hold back and fight it.
Man, it's a tough place to find yourself, man. Really tough place.
Emmanuel from Mushi says, good morning to Tekes. The problem with the cheating partner is not no matter what you say, it can't change them. It's just like telling someone who is a chain smoker to stop smoking. They can only change when they encounter what would most almost take their whole life. They would change by themselves. She should just leave him, if possible, buy him enough condom. To him, he would be surprised. The honest truth is that you can't change people. People change if they want to change. Emmanuel Fumushi.
All right. I think the lady is clear. She's not even about, I want to change. She wants her peace and her freedom. And she wants to get herself back.
Yeah,
she's been
absolutely
hurt.
Absolutely.
All right. For the minutes now, we'll take a message. I think this blog is right here with some message for 1 minute. And then we'll continue with the show. For those who are streaming, keep streaming. We have, you could take your messages on YouTube and on Facebook too. For those who like to comment on our story in the clinic today, we'll take more calls right after this minute. This message in a minute.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for that information. So, guys, it's back to the message right now. Back to the messages and the events unfolding as we brought the stories right here for your contribution on the family clinic. Someone is dealing with a cheating husband and she needs advice.
Okay. Let me see. Bobby on WhatsApp here says, what's up, Lagos? He says, please, so many people will not understand this. I have a friend like this also. Please tell her to marry her son and daughter. He cannot stop. Keep her job or her shop. Forget him for now. It's painful, but bear it later. He will sort for you.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Mm.
Right. So this person here says, good morning. Thank you for handling this case early as this. I introduced BC to your program. BC is one of the best lady I have met.
Wow.
She told me she was introduced to us.
A program
through a friend who is a listener. Apparently, that's the friend who is sending the message now.
All right. Don't mention the friend name. So no cast BC.
No. So the friend here says, BC is one of the best lady I have met.
Uh-huh.
Very humble, neat, caring, and respectful. But the husband... Your husband don't know how this is
her worth. Yes.
Her worth, okay. Mm. It says until he loses her.
Mm.
Now, apparently, this is a friend who introduced BC
to the program.
To the program.
Anyway, so let's take more messages before I ask the question of whether you think BC would have seen the light right now and they'd know we're forming a decision from all what has been said on the program.
Right. Hello. Oh, okay. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Yeah, this is Moses.
Okay.
First, just as people have been saying before, there were some people were saying, hey, because you will enjoy. Let me ask, if that man is richard, will anybody advise us to stay? I don't know. Hello.
Go ahead.
Well, listen, what's your... Yeah, Moses, we'd like your advice. You know, this is very sensitive matter. It's not a judging...
There's a fact you should know, number one. If a man is dead, whatever he carries outside, he's going to give it to you.
Hmm.
Your life is at stake.
Okay.
And apart from that, the decision is left for you to make.
Hmm.
You have to wait in. I won't tell you to leave your husband's house, and I won't tell you to stay in your husband's house.
Hmm.
But all I know, there should be time for separation. The Bible did not say you divorce when you separate. Mm. You are only protecting yourself.
Yeah. Mm.
You are still married to him, but you are not just staying with him.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
But you see, the love for wealth is one thing that kills us more.
Mm.
Sometimes you need to let somebody know that I love you not because of what you have. So if you're thinking because of what you have, that's what I'm saying. That's why you're treating me that way. You walk away, the person will respect you.
Mm.
Right.
That is why the elder brother can become a brother.
Mm.
Because if anything should happen to that man, she will still face the family.
Mm.
If the family cannot talk to the man because he has money, then they will fight over his wealth. So it's not about is it the wealth that is still buying you, your life, your life?
Right. You made your point. I mean, he says some very deep things there.
Yeah, true.
But you know, Moses is always...
Yeah, he's Moses harsh. Always he's ginger. Very... he's quite an emotional person.
Yeah, absolutely. but that's the truth.
Yeah.
You know, I love the suggestion of separation because separation is not necessarily divorce, but just for your sanity, for your safety, for your... Because at the end of the day, you don't know where it's going to, what it's going to bring your way. You know, you still interact one way or the other. So, very true, Moses.
This person here says, the fleeting spirit has taken over him. She should keep praying, I think. That's what he's saying.
Okay.
All right.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, you take us.
Good morning, what's your name?
My name is Michael.
Welcome, Michael.
I just want to say, this thing they call depression,
just
true. It is real. Just what I'm passing through now.
Okay.
And even as I speak, let me just say it out, because there's a way whereby the burden, the thinking will be too much.
Okay.
Hmm.
I might do something to myself.
Wow.
Life. I listened to Rufai on Sunday. You know, life is
wicked, probably, or bad. If probably when you need help or assist, if you're not able to meet the right people.
Hmm.
But people who meet the right people will say life is beautiful.
Yeah.
Whereas I speak, life is not.
Are you saying that because you think that you haven't been meeting the right people?
Yes. Let me know if I think so.
You haven't been meeting
my
the right
wife, people. Yes. We needed help. Even somebody who chooses to help us is asking my wife for something else in return.
You want to sleep with your wife just so she can help you?
Exactly. Even me, my friends, if you meet people who do regard you, when you open up to them, look at what you're passing through, they'll start saying you like, oh, sorry, I'm busy later. And I wonder why his life is like that.
All right.
As I speak to you, my kids are sick, bills on my neck. Even sometimes I'll be walking on the road, I'll just say, let the car just eat me. Let me just rest. That's the way I feel.
All right, you know what? You know what? Someone's going to get your number. We'll talk further on this. But listen on your radio. Calm down. Keep your emotions together. I know it's a tough place to find yourself. Don't listen on your radio. And we'll certainly follow up and hear from you. We'll give you a listening ear. And remember, you have us as your friends. You know, can't keep yourself. Like, when you have friends, the techers, you now want to go. We'll talk to you, and then we'll take it off. It's a common happening. You know, sometimes you have to learn about life the hard way. You know, and about people and human beings the hard way, just so you can be strong. So don't let this is too small to bring you down. It's too small. So just hang on there. Be strong. And listen on your radio.
Yeah, someone will get your number now.
Someone will get your number, right? All right, just hang on. Yeah. Someone will get
Wow.
So that's why I like to be blunt with people. It's about life and all. Don't go about telling. Don't try to do that pity stuff. So maybe you are facing something. Mm-hmm. You're overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
It is to talk to God. No human being will give you answers to the problems you face. Because human beings, you can't trust anybody. You can't trust anybody to tell you not to use it against you. That is the truth of the matter. Sometimes you just have to learn that way. And this is a painful experience. It's when you trust people and your trust is broken.
Right. We need to go on a break. And when we come, hopefully we'll be able to come back and wrap up the show. And I'm hoping at this point, BC has already, to some extent, come up with what she needs to do to tackle the situation she's in.
All right.
We'll be right back.